During these times, it's so important to protect your family, protect your home, and protect yourself. And whatever you want to protect, nobody has more ways to help you keep safe than ADT. Did you know ADT can help you customize a security package that fits almost every lifestyle? You can customize an ADT security package to help protect your home in a way that works for you and your budget. Whether you want just the basics or all the bells and whistles, ADT can protect you with a custom system to protect your home. Did you know that ADT offers all the essentials for convenience, security, and reliability? They've got everything. They've got HD video doorbells, indoor and outdoor security cameras, smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats, flood sensors, and fire and carbon monoxide detectors that are connected to 24/7 monitoring, controlled by the sound of your voice or the ADT app. ADT is a leading smart home security provider. High quality technology. All ADT products are rigorously tested to deliver the quality you expect from ADT, the most trusted name in security. Professionally installed smart home security, ADT expert installers average over 10 years of experience. ADT has the largest security network. 9 ADT owned and operated monitoring centers operating 24/7. Here's the best thing. With the ADT system, you get the ADT 6-month money back guarantee. They want to make sure you're happy with your ADT service. That's why they provide one of the best money back guarantees from a national security provider. So during these times, protect your home, protect your family, protect yourself with ADT. Right now, during these times, there's so much going on in our lives. And regularly when you're at the office and you eat lunch and you get a little tired around the afternoon and you get that 2:30 feeling, well, guess what? You still get that feeling even when you're working from home. Here I am working from home, and right around 2:30, I get so tired. I hit that wall. And you know what? I'm not alone. In fact, research shows that more than 70% of us hit that wall after lunch. Let a 5-hour energy shot help you leap over that wall instead of crashing into it. Here's the thing about 5-hour energy shots. They help you get through the day. They have zero sugar, 4 calories, and a convenient portable size. It's the perfect pick-me-up for busy, hardworking people, even if you're working from home. It comes in 2 extra-strength tropical tastes. They're both so good. Strawberry banana, excellent. And the tropical burst, also excellent. I like to try them both. I have them both, and I go back and forth between them. They're both that good. They're so good, they can take you to a tropical experience to get stuff done. Right now, go online to 5hourenergy.com and learn more. 5-Hour Energy. Just because you're working from home doesn't mean you won't hit that wall. Let a 5-Hour Energy shot help you break right through that wall.
And now, Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN Radio.
He is Jalen Rose.
What up, doll?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the Cool Check-In.
Together, we're Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do?
Even in a pandemic, we take pride in giving the people what they want.
Jalen, we're both living lives that we're not used to. All of us around the, not just the country, around the globe, are doing things we're not used to. And one thing I'm not used to is watching you appear on a nationally, worldwide distributed ESPN platform, multiple platforms. Every day at 4 o'clock, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, and we're on YouTube. And you usually have the freshest lineup in the game and the fresh cut. And today, here you are, not just the do-rag in the hat. What happened, Jay?
So shout out to all of the people that have given me love since I've been covering sports on television since 2002. And I appreciate all the shout outs from our fresh cuts. And some of the lines were, it looked like it's been cut with a protractor, or it looked like it's been cut by God. But one that always sticks with me, it says that my cut could survive a nuclear fallout. I lost, dog.
Couldn't survive the
coronavirus.
Couldn't survive the Roni Road.
I couldn't survive it.
I'm glad that you are here with us, giving the people what they want. We had our colleague and our friend Brian Windhorst was on Get Up this morning. He had something interesting to say about the potential return of the NBA. Now, every day we're sort of adjusting to this new way of life and what the future could be and the reality of that and so much uncertainty in the future. But Windhorst brought a very serious reality to us on Get Up This Morning when he said, if the NBA does return, they will consider essentially sort of like quarantining groups of players. So it'll be like a compound. It'll be like sort of like a like an Olympic lockdown style thing where it'll be behind closed walls. All the athletes are there and they're not exposed to other people, including fans. Do you think that could be a reality in this weird new world we live in?
Yes, I came on Get Up right after Windhorst said that.
You have a durag on?
That's when I realized I have to rock a durag on this show. That's when I made the decision. I looked into the camera and I just let the people down. I just let the people down, man.
I'm sorry.
They're really disappointed, man. And here's, I believe that the goal clearly is going to be to bring back all professional sports that are in season, that have the opportunity to do so based on the timelines. The NBA is no different. I wouldn't mind the NBA taking this opportunity to reset a couple of things on its clock. You and I talk about it a lot on this program. One, I've never been a fan of the draft being in June and the draft being before free agency. I think those should be reversed. I don't think players should be able to get bought out after the trade deadline. You know how we feel about reseeding in the playoffs and 1-16 and how the All-Star game be 1-24. So, like, the league continues to progress, and under Adam Silver's leadership, I expect that to continue. I think the league should really consider starting around December 1st. Start around December 1st. Now, if your goal is still to play the 82 games, you can still go into the summer. Basketball is a summer game, Jacoby. Playing in the park, playing in the backyard, playing in the YMCA. I know it's going to interrupt some of your games because you have to go watch some NBA playoff games. You have to make some tough decisions, dog.
It'll be all right. I'll be all right.
Right? And
there's nothing going on in July that they really need to be wary of anyway. You know what I mean? Like, July is pretty much a dead sports month. You get the Olympics and you get some soccer, international soccer tournaments. But July's open for the taking.
And here's another thing that the NBA can do. Play buddy with the WNBA and play some double headers.
I like that.
That's happening during the summer. That'll help give visibility to that to those ladies and to that product as well. And the season's gonna be condensed for everyone, so that's a chance to, like, if you're able to do it, of course, that's something I would consider.
Very quickly, I want to touch on this. I found this interesting also from Get Up This Morning. Shout out to Greenberg and all the staff, not just people in front of the camera, but also behind the camera, going in every day to give the people what they want early in the morning. The Bucks GM basically said that Tom Brady called up and pitched them on him joining the team. Let's 0 to 100. How real do you think that is?
I think it's tongue in cheek. Because at the end of the day, there's still a transaction that has to be made. The reason why he's playing for the Bucks and not for the Patriots, the number is 50, guaranteed. That's the difference. Of course, they would have loved to have him on the center, but at this point of his career, he want to cash out and be somewhere where they're going to give him more than 1 year and give him an opportunity to play as long as possible. And so since he's going to get that opportunity, the Bucks, like you say, keeping expectations low. And so Tom Brady's on the phone, like, coming in, showing some humility, not trying to be the sixth ring guy. You know, that can I get everybody's phone number? Like, he understands the dynamics of a locker room and clearly, you know, what it's like to be a champion, be a leader of other teammates.
Yeah. Well, one thing that when I saw that, I was like, you know what? I don't think Tom Brady's really pitching himself. Some tells me the Buccaneers were happy to sign Tom Brady and they're happy to give up the money that they gave him up. Now, Jalen, there's one news story that is about the coronavirus, but it's about so much more than that. And it is about Thai royalty. And it is one of the more confusing and difficult soft mover boss move we ever had. It's time for soft mover boss move. Okay. Gentlemen in Thailand, the king of Thailand, I've never heard of this man before. I went to Thailand on my honeymoon, had a great time there. His name is difficult to say, but he also has an alias, and it's Rama Rama X, I believe. No relation to Darkman X. I'm not sure if they're from the same family. But he sees the coronavirus coming, and he said to himself, you know what? I got quarantine. So what did he do? He rented out a luxury hotel in Thailand, and he has his whole staff with him, and what's being called a, quote, harem of 20 ladies with him in this hotel. And it is unclear whether or not 1, 2, 3, or 4 of his 4 wives are also with him in this luxury hotel of quarantine. Now, Jalen, there's a lot of layers to this. Don't get us canceled while we're on the internet. We haven't even been on ESPN1 yet. But having your staff and a harem of 20 ladies hold up with you in a luxury hotel during quarantine when you're the king of Thailand, saw a boomer boss move.
This is the most dynamic boss move of all time.
Oh, I disagree.
It sure is. It's the opposite of what a lot of those public officials did when they saw the coronavirus about to hit and they purposely circumvented the stock market. This is just the opposite. This is brilliant. This is genius.
Disagree.
Because the one thing you have to realize is we woke up this morning. And if he has an opportunity to be around a harem, his staff, and having an amazing time, first off, if they're there at least 14 days, they've been quarantined together. That's what the world is being asked to do. He's just following the rules.
He's following the rules. You think they're staying 6 feet apart the whole time they're in the hospital, they're in the hotel?
You're not staying 6 feet apart from your kids.
That's my point. I'm here with 3 young children and my wife. And the interpersonal dynamics are off the charts. There's so much tension. There's so many high highs and low lows around this home right now. You can only imagine what it's like being this dude with 20 women, maybe 16 aren't even his wife, maybe 4 are his wife. Just dealing with that has to be so difficult. And also the optics. Like, did you see the David Geffen Instagram post over the weekend of him? It was a drone shot of his yacht, and he's, like, spending time away. You know, he's, like, social distancing. Whatever he wrote, like, quarantined out here where I can't be. It's like, look, man, I'm not mad at you for being out in the yacht, but the optics of it. Like, just the optics of it are so bad. And if you're the king of Thailand, you're going to be like, oh, by the way, I'm going to be at this luxury hotel with everything that I want, everything that I need. The optics are bad. Soft move.
Wow, you surprised me with that one.
Soft move.
This is one of my favorite of all time. Mm-mm. Because first off, the anticipation. The goal was for everybody to be quarantined with those that they love, those that are closest to them and make them the happiest. So he got out in front of the situation and he did that.
You know what?
If all of us aren't going to get tested, so we don't know who have it. We all can have it. There are people that have it and don't show symptoms. He's quarantined that's brilliant. He got his staff. He got his harem and his wives. I just worry about the kids. That's the one thing I worry about.
I don't know if his wives are with him. I also don't know if he has kids. I didn't read this whole article, just a couple of paragraphs as I normally do. But Jalen, our disagreement here really cuts to the core of our relationship. Is when I read this story to you, you see yourself as the king, and I see myself as the common person being mad at the king for being able to do that. And that is really just what is at the core of our relationship. We're going to move on. That was my daughter. Stephon Marbury. Well, our guy, Stephon Marbury, right? He was on the show recently, had a great documentary. I could listen to him on that. And, you know, he has ties to China. China has dealt with this, is still dealing with this dangerous virus. And one thing he did, which I am shocked by, is he said that he is trying to get 10 million, not 10,000, not 10, 10 million N95 masks to healthcare workers of New York City. Jalen, when you saw this, what do you think?
I was happy for him. I was proud of him. The first thing I also said is we got to get him on the show to talk about this. As you mentioned, he was just on recently. And the beauty about being in a position of influence is that how you deem using it in order to help others, even in a crisis and even those that you don't know. And that's why it's important for those that have a social political conscious impulse to never shut up and dribble. This conversation is about saving lives. And if he could get 10 million masks, Like that is dynamic. That is truly using your international influence and now bringing it back to the community. This is a classic example of Robin Hood. He's able to pull this off.
Absolutely. I would love to see this. And I don't know how, because if it's just interesting to me sometimes. It's like the powers that be and the people that work, like the people that are in charge of making sure that the healthcare workers have this equipment, whether they be at the hospital or at the government levels, like they're scrounging to get these masks, you know, and people at nurses and doctors are reusing masks, which you're not supposed to reuse. And then who's going to save the day? Stephon Marbury. He gets on the text. All of a sudden, Stephon Marbury gets on the text. And he's the one that can save the day here. That just shows you the power of the Chinese industry. Let's just say that. Because he is highly regarded out there. And he can just get on the text and get 10 million masks when people at hospitals right now can't get 10. It's crazy. Now, Jalen, this is something that's funny. It's not funny in a humorous way, but just, it's kind of odd because whenever the name James Dolan comes up around here, it is not in a positive light. Let's be honest, you know, because whenever we think about James Dolan, you know, we both have ties to the Knicks. We both love Madison Square Garden and we love going to events there, but we also love Charles Oakley. We also love winning basketball. We also love treating people fairly. We also love cultures amongst the fans and amongst the locker room.
Mike Lee.
We also love good basketball on a basketball court, none of which James Dolan has been able to provide for the Knicks organization. However, there is bad news over the weekend. It was sort of brought to the forefront that James Dolan himself, while not really showing symptoms, has tested positive for the coronavirus. What was your reaction to that?
When it gets closer to sports, it makes it news because these people are popular. And hopefully that now sends a stronger message to anybody that doesn't take it serious. The reports are real. When you see all of a sudden our quarantine window has gotten extended for another 30 days, like this is real conversation. And I must say this about the $2 trillion stimulus package. And shout out to Skinny Shug, my man, from Scary Gary. I saw him tweet this and he was exactly right. You know, the approximate $1,250 each adult is going to get and $500 per kid. Imagine if those people that gross $75,000, that's what makes you eligible or less. Imagine if he gave them 100 points on their credit score. Now, that'd be a game changer right there. What are your thoughts on that?
First of all, nothing is going to fix this. The economic fallout. Nothing is going to fix this. Whether it's $1,200, 100 points in credit score, as you like to say, extending credit with interest-free loans, nothing is going to fix this because the first wave of what we're dealing with, the coronavirus, is going to be the health impact and the loss of lives, which are going to be, I don't know, I'm not here to predict how many human beings we're going to lose to this. What I am here to say is please stay inside the house, keep that number as low as possible. But there'll be thousands and thousands of lives that we will lose. And then eventually when life will slowly return back to normal, it's going to happen slowly in increments over time. And when we do get back to normal, then we have to turn to the second battle, which is the economic battle. And there is no stimulus package that's going to change this quickly. And, you know, I think that it's no secret that executives at big companies such as ours are cutting salaries. You know, it's. I think it's public information now that Bob Iger is going to basically give up his entire salary. He's he's going to step down as the CEO of the Disney Corporation. Like, who knows what the next year comes for us? But I know this: if you're going to bring the NBA back, you can't just put everybody in a big warehouse. You know what I mean? Like I was going to know how they're going to get cameramen. Like, is Mike Green going to stay there? We got Jeff Van Gundy going to be living in the same place with like playoff teams. Like, I don't know how you could possibly do this. You know, it's impossible. It's literally impossible. What Wendy was talking about this morning, but the idea that these things are be considered are hilarious to me.
I'm about to go throwback style, and I know this ain't going to happen, but that's how we grew up playing multiple games on the day, like AAU. You want to take a showers between every game and going home after you won or lost. You was getting ready for the next game. Falling asleep on the bleachers.
Oh, so now in the days of load management, you want to have double headers. I like this. I like this. I like this. You know what I love? I love for the second game back, Kawhi Leonard takes off because he's got load management. I would love for that. I left the game too. Like, oh no, I don't play back to backs. It's been bad for my body. I don't play back to backs. Like, Doug, you've been on the couch for 3 months. Like, nah, don't do back to backs. This is not something I do. All right, Jay. It always seems to be Kevin Durant, but it's always fun. It is time for Socially Awkward. So I've been checking on Instagram. You know, a lot of DJs are doing live sets, and I enjoy all of them. You know, sometimes it's just 7 or 8 people in there, and sometimes it's 7 or 80,000. But there was one DJ. I've seen DJ Motown Clown, which is Jalen Rose's DJ name. I've not seen DJ Motown Clown up there once. I'm very disappointed. You're very disappointed in that. You said you were considering it. I know you've got nothing but time on your hands, so let's see that.
I'm on my hand.
And during one DJ set, Rihanna was in there. Also in there, Easy Money Sniper. That is the Instagram handle of a gentleman by the name of Kevin Durant. Rihanna made a joke about her going to get a mask because she was in the same live as Kevin Durant, who has tested positive for the coronavirus. The two of them went back and forth a little bit. He talked about her coming from Europe. And it was all in good fun. There's no real disses. But, Jalen, what do you think about Kevin Durant, who normally goes back and forth with fans and people like me, actually going back and forth on social media with Rihanna the Great?
I like it. And social media is just going to be oversaturated right now. Like, the posts now aren't going to get as many views as people normally was getting because just more people at home, more people flooding the market. And so both of these people are celebrities in their own right, acknowledged as, you know, the best to do it, you know, are adored by fans. They both have a lot of fun on social media, always have. And so I'm not surprised to see them having a little fun back and forth.
And don't forget, during those final series, Rihanna was she's a LeBron supporter. Like, Savannah doesn't let any Rihanna get played around the house. Like, she can't play any Rihanna. Rihanna can't even be featured on a track. It didn't have to be her track. She can't even be featured on the track. Run this town tonight? Nope. I don't care if you're just singing the chorus. Savannah's not letting that go into James' house because she famously supports LeBron James, and she's a very big fan of his. And also, when they were in the finals against the Warriors, she would kind of go back and forth a little bit. She would get some courtside seats, perhaps, you know, had some adult beverages before she sat down in them, as she's want to do. And, you know, her and KD used to go back and forth a little bit.
It's great for the sport. It truly is.
Now, Jalen, I think we're going to, later on, we always say we give the people what they want. So later on, we asked the people what their go-to quarantine snacks were. And we're going to get to those in a second. But, you know, I think food has been one of the big focuses of this sort of quarantine life that we are all living now, and we're all cooking more and staying home more and, you know, making snacks around the house and everything. And The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, no different than us, you know, but he famously works out very hard, great physiques, part of his whole thing. But he said he had a cheat day, and he invited us to one of his cheat days. He invited us in with an Instagram live, and Jalen Rose, I know you saw it. The French toast just looks like two halves of an uncut loaf of bread. Slathered in cinnamon and sugar and syrup. Like, did that look appetizing to you?
Well, usually what ends up happening with French toast and or pancakes, you end up putting more syrup and butter on it than it's actual bread. That's what ends up happening. And then you make it sweeter, and then you want to get fruit for it. And it really just becomes like a Starbucks drink. First, you start going.
It's a plate, basically. It becomes a plate. Yeah.
Correct.
You're talking about the Starbucks drinks. Like, when you first start going there, you're like, oh, I'll take a non-fat latte. And then by the end of it, you'll take a caramel whipped cream cocoa.
Correct.
Nacho with melted chocolate in there. Yeah. I mean, I think he's doing that for the gram. Like, there's no way he really sits down and eats that. You think he eats that?
Yeah, I believe he ate it. I don't believe he would be phony and posted like that and not eat it. I believe he ate it.
It didn't even look good to me, though. It didn't even look good. It looked squishy. It's too much bread. Not enough surface area. Like, what's in the middle of that? Did he cook it? Did someone cook it for him? I have a lot of questions for The Rock. I have a lot of questions for The Rock on that one. That was a lot for me. And, Jalen, you know, while we're on the food subject, there's something that really hit close to home for me. And it is today's news that matters. Jalen, this story is very important to me. This news really matters to me. What is my favorite store in the whole entire world?
Costco.
Costco. the Costco experience, the Costco products, the Kirkland brand. It just makes me so happy. I love it so much. I have Kirkland underwear on right now. Kirkland products in my fridge. I live the Kirkland life. Well, apparently, so does an operator of a pizza restaurant in Charleston, South Carolina, in downtown Charleston, South Carolina. This gentleman, and I used to make pizza for a living, so this is important. This gentleman used to go to Costco, buy frozen Kirkland pizza in bulk for $2 a pizza and sell it for $18 a pizza. And when he was found out and asked about this by the authorities, they asked him about why were there so many Kirkland boxes in his trash behind the pizza restaurant. And he answered, there's a lot of Airbnbs in the neighborhood. I don't even know what that means. Jalen, what do you think about this injustice that is happening to the people of South Carolina?
So this is a loaded question, because is this something that he started doing based around the coronavirus?
Jalen, first of all, you know I don't like follow-up questions. But okay. I'm assuming that this has been a business practice of his for quite some time.
Okay, so let's assume this is pre-coronavirus. This is genius. He a hustler.
Genius.
Yeah, he a hustler. Yes. Trying to eat, dog. By all means necessary.
I mean this is like buying a $75 bottle of champagne for $1,000 in the club. It's like, just because the environment doesn't make the product any better or worse. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you call yourself a pizzeria, you should make pizza. You should not just unbox pizza and then put it in the microwave and then cut it and serve it to the people. And I also feel like if you're the people of Charleston, South Carolina, you should be looking at this pizza kind of sideways.
Let me tell you something, dog. Let me tell you something.
Please do.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to take off my hat for this so you can see me rocking the do-rag. Let me tell you something on this. There's a reason why it's called a what type of market? A black market. Okay? There's a reason why it's called that. Okay? And let me tell you something, dog. We've been doing this since the beginning of time. Serious right now? Are you serious? Whether it's bootlegging, whether it's with cigarettes,
you think the person that runs the
house, like more paper like towels, like we for ages with food, buying in bulk, cooking it, selling plates.
Jalen, you know what this reminded me of? This reminded me of something very important: the Tiger King. Because the Tiger King, you probably haven't gotten this episode yet, but the Tiger King has his own sort of faulty pizza practices as well. You'll get to that episode. But I know you watched a little more Tiger King over the weekend, so it's now for Jalen Rose Explains the Pot to a movie.
Brace yourself. Jalen Rose is about to explain a movie plot.
So, Jalen, I made you start Tiger King. I know you didn't really want to.
Force me.
You generally only watch films that involve people that exclusively look like yourself and not me. Tiger King, a lot of people look like me in it. But you said, I thought you just watched those one or two episodes that first night and then stopped it. But you told me you watched more over the weekend. So please take the floor and explain to us what you have seen during the experience of Tiger King.
Tiger King setting your people back like 40 years. He really is. You think that you like that over under?
Jalen. I don't think Tiger King is anybody's people. Let's be honest. I don't think any of those people that are featured in this documentary.
Hey, man,
just tell me something you remember. Just tell me, like,
I'll tell you a lot of things I remember. I'll tell you a lot of things I remember. How, now all of a sudden you're going to Chicago for a funeral. And then
you have one.
The warehouse burns up. The only 2 days you ever away from home.
Ever been.
You got cameras. Right, and it just so happened to be all of the evidence that the gentleman was recording on you for all of those years. It just so happened to be that. And I've seen him upset. He wasn't as upset as he normally would have been.
No. He wasn't
somebody
upset.
He was getting recorded when he was talking about what the lady had on him. Like, and then he killed over the alligators.
Allegedly, there were multiple alligators that died in the fire.
Yeah, that guy's.
I'm so proud of you for watching.
Yeah, Mohawk wearing.
It just shows you. It just shows you the power of the Tiger King, the charm of the Tiger King. The Tiger King has it's even seduced you to come back once more.
Like, well, now it helps my average.
One of his many husbands.
That helps my average. Normally, I was 99% to 1% as it related to the black movies. Now I just flipped it. Now I helps my average.
Yeah, it does. Good for you. Jalen, we always say we give the people what they want. And what we did is we took to Instagram and Twitter. We asked people what they were eating for their coronavirus quarantine snacks. We don't have too much time left in the show, so I'm going to tell you just some of the more peculiar ones that came, and I want your very quick response. Are you ready, Ms. Rose?
Let's get it.
One of our associate producers, we call him that because he often interacts with the show online. This is Big Crown, the best.
Big Crown! What up, though? Stay safe. Big shout out to all of the mail carriers out there.
His snacks are crunched up bag of cheese potato chips with Louisiana hot sauce and Vienna beef hot dogs with poppy seed buns. Your thoughts quickly.
Vienna beef hot dogs, that's throwback. That's old school. Big Crown, you got to drop them things on the skillet. Trust me.
I might be wrong. Big Crown is from the Chicago area. The next one is also from Chicago. And this is Flamin' Hots with cheese, meat, and peppers.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. Right now, we quarantining. People stocking up their fridges. You put as much in that bag as possible. You know, I support that. You know, I did the Doritos and the Cheetos or the popcorn and the chips. Put like a garbage bag. Put as much in it as it can hold.
And finally, we're going to go to the very last one. Peanut butter, sliced banana on saltine crackers. Now, this seems like a lot of preparation for a tiny little snack, but I like it. I like it.
I like it. It seems lightweight healthy. Even though it truly isn't,
it's all on a curve. It's all on a curve. It's not really healthy, but I haven't had a salad since this thing started. You know, I think I'm gonna have to go on a cleanse when we get out of this. Jalen Rose will be on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook live on the ESPN accounts every single day at 4 p.m. Make sure you tune us in, and also make sure you check out Jalen Rose's Instagram account. We'll be live there once in a while, and make sure you check out Mia Kimes' podcast. The daily. Jalen's
going to also make sure you guys check us out each day on IGTV. We're going to be there giving the people what they want. It didn't survive.
It doesn't look bad. It doesn't look bad. We'll be back tomorrow.